Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Up next on Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to Ishmael Butler from Diggable Planets. I spoke to Ishmael when he and the band were in Johannesburg, South Africa to perform at the DSTV Delicious Festival 2022. Now, Diggable Planets is an American hip-hop trio formed in 1987. The trio is composed of rappers Ishmael Butterfly Butler, Mariana Ladybug Mecca Vieira, and Craig Doodlebug Irving. The group is notable for their contributions to the subgenres of jazz rap and alternative hip-hop. Up next on Celeb Savant is Ishmael Butler from Diggable Planets. Ishmael, it's a pleasure to have you, to be speaking with you today. So I know you're in South Africa, but how are you? What's happening in your world and in your life?
Just finishing up the year, doing some shows, touring, finishing up some music in the studio and, trying to close out the year strong, looking forward to the next year.
Let's take it all the way back to the beginning. About the formation of the band. Tell us about the band's journey.
I met C, Ladybug, and Doodlebug in Philadelphia in maybe like 88 or 89. And I had been working on the Diggable Planets music for maybe 2 or 3 years by myself, but I always wanted to be in a group. And I used to see Knowledge a lot, Doodlebug, around Philly and D.C. and New York, just like at different parties and events and stuff. And I knew he rapped, so I wanted him to be in the group with me. So I saw him in Philly one time, and I asked him about it. He said he would think about it and consider being in the group. And a couple months later, I saw him in Philly, and we started talking more sort of seriously and extensively about it. And I actually went over to his house. And met with him, and Mecca was there. And we all just kind of got along, used to hang out, go to parties and kick it and think about music and fantasize about music, probably for about a year and a half before we actually got signed to Pendulum Records in New York. And that's how we started making music.
Your creative process that you guys have, is it still the same today as it was then, or is it somehow different? Tell us. Your journey of creating from zero to that 3 or 4 minute song, what is that process for you guys?
Well, it's different all the time. I mean, inspiration and ideas come from the ethers, you know?
Yeah.
You practice and study and listen and absorb. But then at the moment of creativity, you kind of pull from the magics of life to get stuff down. So it could be a lyric, it could be a chord, it could be a sound, it could be a pattern rhythmically, and you just kind of like fall in love with it, criticize it, try to grow it, and try to realize when it's finished, you know, and that's all really a part of what your style is and your outlook. And so it's very difficult to put it in a formula because it never has really occurred in a formulaic way.
Why the name? What does the name mean?
Like a sort of slang, colloquialism in America in the 40s, 50s, 60s was like if you dig something,
mm-hmm.
it means you like it. You know, you're into
yes.
it. You understand Correct. It. So that's why I got the name term dig, a bowl meaning something that is you can dig.
Yeah.
And then planets was I was thinking about people being individuals, celestial bodies, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Poetically. So, you know, and then being in a system, a solar system, a galaxy with other planets. So I was thinking we were the diggable planets. We were the planets that you could get into and understand and dig and vibe with, you know, listening to a lot of George Clinton, you know, at that time,
mm-hmm.
Parliament, Funkadelic,
yep.
Sun Ra, Prince, you know, stuff like that was influencing me. to sort of, and then, there's always some divine inspiration as well, where you don't know how these words come to you. They're just there one day in your mind,
It's interesting because I often create words, words just come, I'm talking to people and, just in general day to day, and a word will just pop up, come through my mouth, and I'm like, is that an actual word? I think I just made up a word. So yeah, I understand what you say. Not as divine as what you're saying, just like randomly, but I can understand what you're saying. You just carry on through the motions and you think that should be a word in the dictionary.
That's right.
You here this weekend in South Africa for the Delicious Festival. Have you been to South Africa previous to this, or is it your first experience of South Africa?
Well, a few years ago we were in Cape Town.
Okay.
Now we're in Johannesburg, so this is my first time here.
Your thoughts about your journey so far?
I haven't been able to soak much up yet. So we're gonna do some hanging out tonight and then obviously Saturday and Sunday with the festival. So I'm sorry I don't have any more thoughts on that right now
That's
because I
okay.
haven't
That's
done
okay. And then do you have time after the festival, or you're flying off straight away?
No, we're gonna stay for 2 extra days.
It's interesting to me as the audience, as the receivers of the music and the inspiration, we just receive that end and the live show end. And I've actually realized, and saying this to the rest of the audience, that you guys work damn hard, to get the music to put out there, to get the songs. When you guys are on the road, when you're on the road, you're literally on the road. Boom. One night flying out, doof, radio stations, interviews. It's not as easy as we think it is. I'm now seeing that you guys work damn hard. So I give you credit for always showing up and trying. That it's does it ever get to you? I know you love performing and I know the energy's there, but just going from one place to the next, and sometimes it's just being a blur. Does it just ever sometimes feel like, okay, can we make something clear for the moment?
Touring is kind of like surfing in the sense that when you're trying to catch a nice wave, you're just kind of out there languishing on the water, waiting for the wave to come. It could get boring, it could get tedious, it could seem like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? But when that wave hits, you're riding on the crest of it. It's one of the best feelings in the world. So touring is tedious, it's boring, traveling, bus rides, in and out of, TSA, baggage claim, hotel check-in, setting up the show equipment. But when it's time to hit, it's pretty good and makes it all worth it. So I don't got no problems with it. I love it.
What's next for the band? You said you guys are touring for the rest of the year. What's plans for 2023?
Make new Diggable Planets music.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Do
it.
you have an idea of a direction of where it's going, or have you restarted, or is that fresh to still come in the new year?
Both. I mean, you could have an idea about something today and then tomorrow it could change all the way. But it's all about working and working through things. Artist creativity is problem solving. It's growth, So we've done some things, but looking forward to just kind of getting in the studio and hunkering down and seeing what happens over the course of a couple of weeks, every day, just working on it,
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot. I love
Okay.
playing this game. I'm not saying in inverted commas favorite, but top of mind, your top five favorite inverted commas, because I know it will change every time, all the time. Your top five favorite songs by other artists.
By other artists,
Yes, in this moment.
All Blues by Miles Davis. There's Nothing Like This by Omar. F and F by Glorilla. Serene by Eric Dolphy.
Yeah, one more.
And let's see. Oh, how about here it comes. Poi Roy Station by John Carroll Kirby.
Cool, interesting tracks. I'm going to look them up. No, don't know all of them. When you guys started, it was more the CD, previously vinyl cassettes. Those are making a comeback. I love me a CD, so I love buying this, having the tangible aesthetic of it. But now these days, we've got the digital platforms whereby people consume music or listen to it in a different way compared to when you first started. Your thoughts of where we're at compared to where we were and how people are listening to music these days compared to the when you started?
Man, Music art is always changing because of, human beings' experiences and growth, changing of equipment. The marketplace changes, the means to monetize and make business out of your art always changes. So I don't really trip on what used to be. I think about it and I get nostalgic about it, but I mean it's sort of mute because it is what it is, So, but that being said, I love albums, you know what I mean? And I love CDs, I love tapes even. So I have shit that can play all of those and I do it when I want, Yeah, I listen to streaming stuff, but that's not my main mode of listening right now. But I get it. It's a new age. People, if you're 15 years old, you grew up with iPhones and streaming services, and you don't want to hear nothing about no, you know what I mean? No, CDs or whatever. It doesn't make sense to you. Why would I do that when I could just do that? So I feel them, but I don't always agree with it, but it is what it is.
But it's interesting you say that because it's not the older ones that are bringing the nostalgia back of those. It's the teenagers. They are the ones that are going for the aesthetic and the vinyls and the CDs. Interesting, not the older people. And they want that. So it's quite interesting. So that means there will still be life of it moving forward.
Nice. Yeah, right on.
Last year, CDs had the first time growth in 21 years. Naturally, vinyls and cassettes are moving, and it is the teenagers that of them that is buying it. Now, tell me about when you're live performing, that you're riding that wave. What's it feeling like? That energy, is it always a perfect wave, or does it sometimes feel of it flat, or do you try not have expectations?
It's all supernatural, so it adheres to the laws of nature in the sense that yes, it's gonna have ups and downs. It's not always gonna be a pinnacle or a low, but at the same time, a lot of it has to do with what you're bringing to it as well, So it's magic, really, the cycles and the give and take, the ebb and flow, the exchange, really. So the more you perform, the better you are at reading and recognizing things and controlling things. But at the same time, it's still chemical reactions and vibrations,
But I recently went to a headlining concert. And what I found interesting, and it was the first time that I had experienced this, is that the opening act was quite long. It was a long opening act in the sense it was 4 hours of different DJs. And by the time, the crowd was going dancing and drinking naturally and going having a good time, I felt so bad because by the time the main artist came on stage, the crowd was so tired and a little bit unresponsive. And I was like, oh, because that had been going on for 4 hours. So it's just about balancing that. But I really felt bad for the artist because she's really putting it all and it just there wasn't that connection,
Yeah, that happens. I mean, promoters don't sometimes they got to be good too, like it the show starts like when you get off the plane, like it's there's somebody to pick you up. When you get to the venue, is the sound crew helpful, or do they have attitudes? They want to be there. Are they invested in it? Is the food good? Are you guys comfortable in the dressing room? Like, are there too many opening acts? You know what I'm saying? All of these things contribute to how the final result is going to be. And again, it's alchemy. It's magic. It's a dice roll. You know what I mean? But people get good at it, and you try to, hopefully you can get in those good situations, But it's not 100% at all.
Your sets, are they ever, as you said, it's alchemy's magic. So you've got an idea of what your live sets are, or do you let it flow nearer the time? Do you think, okay, cool, this is what I need to do, but on the day you might tweak it or change it for live shows, or what is that like?
It's everybody's always got a new idea, a new something to do, some change in the song. You know what I mean? It's always something to.
Do you have any personal favorites of your list of songs that you've released?
Of course.
And will these be different to your bandmates?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so what are your personal favorites?
We have a song called Graffiti that I like to perform, a song called Pacifics that I like to perform, and Jettin' I like to perform. We got a song called Jettin' that I like. Those are the
Okay.
ones I did.
Are there other songs of yours that you still like or favorites to listen to compared to performing? Would that be the same list, or is it different
No,
because you're
no,
performing
no,
them?
no. It's different.
Yeah,
It's different.
because it's a
Yeah.
different before. Yeah, I get you. Because I suppose you get a different outcome from listening to the song personally by yourself compared to performing it, an outcome with the interaction with the audience. Makes sense.
Most
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So, Ishmael, the podcast is listened to in South Africa, throughout the world. But as a
Cool.
final message to our listening audience around the world, we all, as small as the world goes around, what would you like to share and say?
Huh. I think as people look at America and see the clown show that it kind of became over the last 4 or 5 years, that it's important to remember us and realize that, because of the way our politics is set up, the ruling party might not represent the a lot of the people from the place, So I encourage people to, I understand where they're coming from looking at America, but also, to still give us the chance to have respect and to be culturally relevant and give us a chance, to earn respect back on the world stage.
Definitely. It's not about who's leading the country, it's about the people.
That's right.
Ishmael, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.